If you saw a $20 bill on the ground, would you walk past it or would you take it? Right, me too. However, as we move deeper into tax season, believe it or not, there are many people who, as they do their taxes, are in effect walking past tens, hundreds, some cases maybe $1,000 or so dollars, by not taking all the tax breaks that are available to them. Why? Probably because they don't know about them. Here are the details of what some of these tax breaks are and the difference they can make with your taxes this year. It is the personal finance editor for TheStreet.com, Ross Kenneth Erkin. Good morning, Ross.
Hi there. Good morning.
Street.com, and they have a subsidiary website, MainStreet.com, is where you can find this particular article, Big Tax Breaks Most People Don't Take Advantage Of, by Nicholas Pell. And I pulled up some IRS stats, at least the ones that you can believe in most of the time. And this was a study or statistics they did on the share of tax filers claiming itemized tax deductions. If you look at the 20 to 50K gross income, 22%, 50 to 100, 55% itemized, 100 to 200, 84%. Then you keep going up and it goes into the 94 percentile. So you look at the higher tax brackets, there are a lot of people, obviously, who are itemizing, Ross. And if you look at that, those first couple of brackets where there's 22 to 55% people itemizing, you know, if they did, they might be saving a lot more money and wind up working their way up into those higher tax brackets.
It's true. I think a lot of money is left on the table, and the people who need it most are unfortunately most guilty of the offense of not itemizing, not deducting the maximum amount.
Is this a case, too, where people miss stuff? I know they have all these software packages like TurboTax and things like that, but how accurate are those things, and are they a little bit too general for what we're going to talk about here, that even those software packages miss out on some of these things?
Software is often convenient, and you will save yourself the $100, $200, $300 CPA fee, but it really is a problem of ignorance, and the convenience doesn't do justice to your bank account. So, for example, summer childcare costs, a lot of people don't even consider that as a deductible expense because they are just trying to keep their children busy when they're not in school, but it actually is a lucrative deduction, and it's a tax credit, not simply a tax deduction.
There's a fine line. The sleepover camp, that's more like going to a resort. You can't write off your vacation unless it's for business, obviously. But if it's a day camp, that's basically sounds like it's this. Write off basically puts a day camp in the same category as childcare.
Exactly. And I think some of this thinking outside the box strategy is important. You need to be able to equate certain expenses with others to be able to view them clearly on the tax balance sheet.
Explain the idea of shared dependence. I mean, if you have to ask about the term, I guess it's just going to make the break itself even that much more confusing. And it involves percentages, and this one takes a little more work.
It does. Think about a parent, an aging parent that is cared for, say, by a sibling. You may not be the primary caretaker, but if you do contribute a reasonable amount of care, you can form a multiple support agreement with your sibling and, you know, any other siblings who are providing care. And that allows you to be able to write the parent off as a dependent. So you don't have to be out there providing 100% of the care and, feeding, clothing, washing. You simply have to be involved and sign this agreement.
Is this strictly parent to child? Can it be grandparent to parent to child?
It can be grandparent as well. it's really a relative that is under your express care.
Looking at the article here, too, the key here is a multiple support agreement. Like Ross said, no, you need to be party to it. You can claim, claimer, even though you're paying less than 50%. So it's not a matter of that 50. You're not in the party with 51%. You can come in with less than 50%.
Absolutely, and I think that is the big realization that that people need to make. You think of dependents as, you know, children that you're taking care of or parents who are living with you full time, but it isn't that strict when it comes to the IRS.
And if you think of some of the costs that taking care of a kid these days can incur, it adds up fast. So even, you know, 30% is going to be theoretically a rather respectable deduction on your tax forms. We're talking with Ross Kenneth-Hurkin, personal finance editor for TheStreet.com, of course, Street.com. And the article that we are focusing on, found at MainStreet.com, is entitled Big Tax Breaks Most People Don't Take Advantage Of, authored by Nicholas Pelley. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. We always hear about making a 401k donation up to the end of the year so you get the tax credits and all the benefits that offers, the IRA donation, rather, up until the last part of the year so you can get the tax breaks and everything that that offers. But explain this one. You can declare retirement costs basically right up until tax day.
Absolutely. The big shocker here is everyone scrambling to contribute to retirement accounts at the end of the year. December 31st ticks away, and people are throwing money in their 401k or SEP IRA. But you can do so up to April 15th. So it's, you know, $17,500 that you can max out in your 401k, and then $5,500 that you can put in your IRA. So it's significant money that can give you a huge tax advantage.
And you mentioned there's certain, you know, everyone thinks just in general there's a solo 401k. You can put away your maximum amount, which is a variable. It depends on whether or not you're over the age of 50. And that's something too, Ross, where a lot of the, I don't have the report here in front of me, but apparently the younger someone is, the less likely they are to itemize. It's the older you get that the more tax strategy conscious you get. So there's a lot of money that the younger generation is probably just letting the government keep.
It's true. I think that once you're an old pro at this, you're a little bit more concerned about how to stretch the income you've earned, you know, over time into your golden years. You do get a little more nitty-gritty when it comes to your taxes, but millennials and Gen Xers do need to be prudent and proactive because that money does add up over time.
Now, when we think of debts, there was a time when you used to be able to write off interest on debts and various other elements like that, and that's, at least in people's minds, have gone away. But when it comes to mortgages and refinancing, you still got a little gift from the government. Not a lot, but every little bit will help.
This is one of those situations where people may dismiss it as a pittance. It's an insignificant amount of money to write off, but my philosophy from Main Street and The Street is that, you know, nothing is too small to overlook. So it works like this. You can buy points for an expense to reduce the interest rate on your mortgage. Let's say you pay $3,000 for a 15-year mortgage that amortizes, and you actually have $200 a year saved in taxes. That may not seem like a lot, but for those people really itemizing, really getting into the nitty-gritty, every $100 counts to bring you to a lower tax bracket and a lower percentage.
Sure. I mean, $200 in some cases is a piece of a new laptop that you can buy for the kid that you're serving as a dependent and then write that off next year. So you could parlay some of that, actually, I guess, in theory.
Exactly.
The article, again, is Big Tax Breaks Most People Don't Take Advantage Of by Nicholas Pell. You can find it at the Main Street, at MainStreet.com. We've linked the article over at our website as well. And as you're doing your surfing and researching, find out more great strategies, more great financial common sense, and really a better direction how to take care of the mess you're looking at right now with your taxes and plan things better so next year will be a lot less stress-free. That's part of the work that TheStreet.com and their journalists and experts provide you as well. And he is the personal finance editor for TheStreet.com, Ross Kenneth-Hurkin. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.